Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Greetings, everyone. We have a very exciting program for you today. It is summer, and there's an annual event that Chicagoland always looks forward to. So I'm bringing you the executive director of Chicago Dancers United, Mr. Phil Reynolds. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Ruth.
Let's start off with you telling us a little bit about your background.
Okay. Well, I have been with Chicago Dancers United only since January.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all kind of new and fresh for me,
okay.
But fun and exciting and challenging every day.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to coming on board with Chicago Dancers United, CDU, I was the executive director at the Dance Center of Columbia College Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And came to Chicago, I think, in 1998 from Vermont, where I directed a really interesting, cool local arts agency in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, a town of about 7,500 people.
Okay.
So a little bit different than Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut my teeth in the business at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in New York.
Okay. So by your educational background, what did you pursue?
Well, my undergraduate degree was a liberal arts one. I majored in English.
Mm-hmm.
And then worked and tried to understand who I was and what I wanted to do, and decided several years later that I would return to New York. I grew up in a suburb of New York, and undertake a earn a master's degree in arts management from Columbia University.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, before we go into what you're doing now, you spent quite a bit of time at Columbia College Chicago. Tell us, what did that entail?
Well, what it entailed was primarily directing the public programming aspect of the Dance Center's work. You know, the Dance Center of Columbia College, of course, is the dance department at Columbia, but there's another piece to it, an annual series of contemporary dance concerts from companies, regional, national, international companies. So my work was primarily involved in producing and presenting that series.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also finding intersections for our guest artists from around the world to interact with our students. Okay. And other segments of the community throughout Chicago.
So it sounds like that was just a natural segue into the organization that you're working with now, because I understand that you coordinate with so many dance troupes here in the Chicagoland area. Is that correct?
That is correct. Dance for Life, which is the flagship program of Chicago Dancers United, works exclusively with Chicago-based dance companies,
mm-hmm.
who I have had relationships with many of them over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there is a natural segue or transition, as you say there. It's
mm-hmm.
it's a different set of challenges,
which
are interesting, but not completely unknown.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, give us some background on Chicago Dancers United, the organization.
Sure. It all began back in 1991, mm-hmm. so 26 years ago, been at it.
Okay.
There was a dancer then named Keith Elliott, who was a member of Joseph Holmes Dance Theater. And it was at a time when our nation and the dance community here in Chicago and elsewhere was really getting hit very, very hard by HIV/AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
And so Keith witnessed numerous friends, colleagues, fellow dancers literally dying of AIDS. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty traumatic time.
Yes, indeed.
Back in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And before.
Of course.
Keith was not a wealthy man. He was a dancer. But he felt a need to do something. And so he decided, I'm going to go ahead and put together a performance, sell some tickets, see if we can raise some money, and find ways to give it back to our own who mm-hmm. need it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 26 years ago.
Okay.
Started out at the Organic Theater up on the north side, a small theater. Sold out the first year.
Mm-hmm.
Continued to grow and grow. Over the years, the venue has shifted to a number of venues, including the Skyline Stage on Navy Pier, the Harris Theater, kept selling out, kept exceeding the capacity of these venues.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Dance for Life is in the Auditorium Theater,
okay.
which is just an unbelievably magnificent venue.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And the acoustics are so fantastic.
The acoustics are beautiful. The sight lines are great. And mm-hmm. it's just a majestic, historic theater.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are now. And every year, Chicago Dancers United has produced Dance for Life. And again, the proceeds from that benefit concert featuring Chicago-based dance companies are then granted out, given to HIV/AIDS-related organizations,
mm-hmm.
Human service organizations, health organizations here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chicago Dancers United also has something called the Dancers Fund, which enables us to make grants to individual dancers and other dance professionals in the industry here in Chicago who are experiencing a health or other life issue
mm-hmm.
that impacts on their ability to work in the dance field.
Okay.
So if someone needs a little bit of help short term,
mm-hmm.
They can apply to the Dancers Fund. It's reviewed by a committee of Chicago Dancers United's board members.
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, we're able to make a small grant to that individual intended to be for sort of a short-term relief when he or she needs it at a time when they have been knocked down a bit.
So you guys, over the years, have been able to expand your mission.
Well, I think that was really the guiding principle right from the start.
Oh, okay.
When Keith founded this, along with some other people, Harriet Ross, Danny Copelson, Gail Calver, the idea was to raise money and then give it back.
Okay.
To dancers. Mm-hmm. It's been expanded somewhat, Ruth. The guidelines are a little bit broader now. It's not just for dancers. A lighting designer could apply.
Okay.
An accompanist, a teacher, a dance teacher. It really is intended to, as it evolves and grows, to serve the entire dance field.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. And during the year, because we're going to get to the flagship performance that's coming up in just a few minutes, but during the year, what drives your organization? What do you do that the public could be aware of?
Well, a couple different things. I mean, what really drives it is planning and fundraising for Dance for Life, because it is a pretty large project.
And it takes a year to get from here to there, I know.
It takes a year plus, baby. but you got a year, so you work hard and you make it happen. So there's just a lot of planning, a lot of fundraising, a lot of partnership building. In terms of other programs, sort of under the umbrella of Chicago Dancers United, we have something called the Awareness Initiative, in which we work with high school and college-based dance programs in the Chicagoland and guide and help young dancers in training think about ways to effectively present their work on a stage.
Okay.
And we also guide them and try to get them thinking a little bit about philanthropy and what it means to give back.
Beautiful.
And so concerts happen three or four different locations, bringing high school students together, bringing college dance students together. They put on a concert. They sell admissions to moms and dads and friends. And then they blessedly take those proceeds and give it to us so that we can continue to support the Dancers Fund and other projects.
Okay.
And then I'll just also say that last June, typically every year prior, a couple months before Dance for Life, which happens in August, August 19th this year, there's a kickoff event, you know, to get people excited and to bring some donors in. This year, after about a 12, 14 year, at least a decade's sort of hiatus, we revived something called Dance Divas.
Oh.
Which was a show at the Baton Lounge of female impersonators. So it was a really fun evening of high heels and camp. There were about 30 dancers involved, all under the direction of Harrison McEldowney and Jeremy Plummer, who are longtime Dance for Life folks, and Tony Savio, who originated this concept. So it was, well, let's just say it was a raucous evening.
Okay.
Those are some of the things that give our programming a little legs over the course of the year, as they say, beyond Dance for Life. And we're thinking about other ways, too, of developing the programming. But, you know, It is a monster. Dance for Life is a monster. It's a really good monster.
Okay.
It's a lovely, beautiful monster, but it is a lot.
Yes, indeed.
And so much of the year is just spent
in planning.
Planning, fundraising, partnership building. You know, we're also looking to develop some new partnerships with other health and human service agencies here in Chicago. And there's some exciting work going on there, and we'll have something to announce on August 19th at Dance for Life.
Okay.
So I've got you on your edge of your seat right now.
Yes, indeed. Now, tell us, what is the contact information? How can we find out more about the organization overall and, of course, tickets to the upcoming event?
Well, the best thing to do is to go to Chicago Dancers United's website, which, curiously, is ChicagoDancersUnited.org.
Let's say that one more time.
ChicagoDancersUnited.org.
Okay.
And you can get on there and you can see all kinds of things about the program for Dance for Life, how to purchase tickets for the performance at the auditorium. I should also mention that there is a really fabulous gala celebration that's part of Dance for Life that precedes the performance. That happens at the Hilton Chicago, there on South Michigan, in their ballroom. And this year, the sort of the soft theme is a summer supper in terms of the menu. We suggest very festive summer attire. It's a big party, and and people enjoy themselves and then stroll down Michigan Avenue a couple blocks to the auditorium. Everything is on the website, ChicagoDancersUnited.org.
Okay. Well, let's delve into what we will explore on August the 19th.
Okay. Well, what you will explore and experience, I think, represents a very wide cross-section of Chicago dance right now. For a number of years, there have been three kind of core companies that have been on the program, starting with Giordano Dance Chicago, which was there right from the start, 26 years ago. And they're bringing a piece in. Also, the Joffrey Ballet and Hubbard Street Dance Chicago. So those are sort of the core companies that anchor the evening. And then this year, there are four other pieces on the program. One of them, I think, that's going to be really, really interesting, and it's a bit different, is a shared piece by three companies, the Chicago Human Rhythm Project, Ensemble Español Spanish Dance Theater, and Trinity Irish Dance Company. So when I say a shared piece, what that means is it's structured around three duets, two dancers from each of those three companies, really exploring rhythmic dance, tap, flamenco, and Irish dance in three sort of separate interludes, and then the six dancers come together at the very end of the piece. It's a short piece. It's 10 minutes, but it's pretty nice.
Sounds dynamic.
Visceral Dance Chicago, a contemporary dance company here, will be bringing in a work of theirs. Visceral has been on the program a couple times in the past year. And then there's a newcomer, and that's part of that's part of the programming objective, too, is to bring in new voices, new choreographic voices, and perhaps younger dancers. Specifically, Jessica Miller Tomlinson choreography. And she has a really nifty piece to music by Talking Heads. So it's a nice mashup of you know, important national and international touring companies, new and established Chicago-based companies, everyone. It's all from Chicago. And then I should mention also that the evening concludes with a finale choreographed by Randy Duncan, mm-hmm. with an original sound score by a composer and sound designer named Andy Mitran. Randy assembled a cast of about 20 dancers from some of the companies I just mentioned, also some freelance dancers. He held an audition. And this is something that's been happening for a number of years now and is kind of an expected and eagerly anticipated mm-hmm. conclusion to the evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I want to delve into each of the performances themselves. So beginning with Giordano Dance Chicago, mm-hmm. tell us what we should expect.
Oh, that's going to be really interesting. They're doing a piece that's called Can't Take This Away, which premiered in 1997, so it's not a new work. Mm-hmm. It features 15 dancers, and it's set to live choral music performed by the Bourne family.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a pretty deep piece. It's very celebratory. And I'm not going to, spoiler alert here, folks, dancers come out into the audience.
Oh, wow.
At the end of the piece.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll close act one.
Okay. And that will be followed by?
Well, it will be preceded by, the program will open with the triptych, the three-part shared program from okay. the Chicago Human Rhythm Project, Ensemble Español, Spanish Dance Theater, and Trinity Dance Company. So that will open the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I don't have the running order directly in my head right now.
Sure, that's quite right.
We can talk about another piece. Mm-hmm. The Joffrey will be performing an excerpt of a work by Alexander Ekman mm-hmm. to music by Django Django. And this particular excerpt is subtitled Joy, and it features an ensemble of about 12 or 15 female dancers and kind of humorously plays with and pokes fun at the culture of dancing on point.
Uh-oh.
You know, point shoes, those
of
things
course.
That are excruciating and but extend the line of your leg and are absolutely essential to ballet vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about Jessica's piece, Jessica Miller Tomlinson, set to three or four songs from Talking Heads.
Mm-hmm.
Visceral Dance Chicago's work is titled Rough Celts. It's choreographed by a woman named Marguerite Dolan. And it's kind of a dark, but sort of dark-humored work, deconstructing some of the vocabularies that define Visceral's approach to contemporary postmodern dance. Or maybe I shouldn't say postmodern. Let's just say contemporary.
Okay.
We're not going to get involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hubbard Street will be performing two short works. One by Nacho Duarto, who is a super important international choreographer, set on an ensemble of six dancers, and it's set to Catalan music. And it sort of delves into, some of the motion and body movement and stance, of an agricultural kind of culture,
mm-hmm.
planting, sowing, threshing on a barren landscape in Catalonia.
Mm-hmm.
And then also will be, this is really quite interesting, a solo work titled A Picture of You Falling by a choreographer named Crystal Pite. And it's a solo that's going to be danced by a Hubbard Street dancer named Jason Horton, who is retiring after 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, he was planning to retire, I think, a little earlier Jason has been a frequent performer at Dance for Life, and he said, you know what, I'm hanging in. I'm going to do this solo for Dance for Life 2017 and then take it out.
All right.
So that's a snapshot of the program.
All right. Well, Chicagoland, we really want you to come out to this wonderful affair. It is Saturday, August the 19th, and the buffet dinner at the Hilton Chicago Grand Ballroom, 720 South Michigan Avenue, begins at 5 p.m. and continues with the performance at 7:30 p.m. at the Auditorium Theater, 50 East Congress Parkway. And for ticket information, we should visit.
You should visit Chicago Dancers United's website, chicagodancersunited.org.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll mention that tickets for the performance, you can attend just the performance, or you can attend the performance and the gala celebration at the Hilton. Tickets for the performance start at just $15. Naturally, the gala tickets are a little bit more expensive. But so we want people to feel like they can afford to attend and share in this celebration and support the cause of dancers helping their own. And I think it's important to know that every one of these dancers is contributing their time. They're volunteering. It's a tremendous, tremendous, just a wonderful set of volunteers, Chicago Dancers United board members. It's quite extraordinary.
All right. And you're getting quite a cross-section of the dance troupes throughout the Chicagoland area. So it's going to be a lot of diversity in what we're going to experience, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's one of the objectives when we look at applications. Each year we accept applications from the companies. And the idea is to really accomplish just that, to showcase the range of talent and diversity and virtuosity that we so enjoy and appreciate here in Chicago.
And if you want to get a bunch of your friends together, you can get group tickets, 10 or more. They're available through the Auditorium Theater box office, and that telephone number is 312-341-2300. And I'll repeat that, 312-341-2300. And as we're kind of winding down today's program, Phil, what would you like to leave with our audience?
I guess I would like to leave that or repeat the statement I made just a moment ago. For 26 years now, Dance for Life has served, has tried to achieve success with one goal in mind, and that is to support our own, to support dancers and dance professionals here in Chicago who need some help because of a health or other life issue that is impacting on their ability to work. That's what it's about. Came out of the HIV/AIDS crisis in the early 90s. That hasn't gone away, Ruth. But there are other ways that we can support our own as well.
Okay. And we appreciate that you partner with so many other human resource organizations to help. And
yes.
That's very important, you know.
Yes. I mean, we're very closely affiliated with the AIDS Foundation. Over the years, about, I think, 30 or so, even more, health and human service organizations have been beneficiaries of the funds raised through Dance for Life every year. And over the 25 or 26 years that Chicago Dancers United has been at it, I believe something like $5.5 million has been raised.
Wonderful.
To give back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, Chicagoland, we want to thank Phil Reynolds, Executive Director of Chicago Dancers United, for taking time out of his very busy schedule right now as he's pulling this fantastic event together to share time with our listening audience. We thank you, sir.
Thank you for the invitation.
Always remember that the forum to achieve altruism, compassion, and tolerance, the FACT organization, is here to help build communities and strengthen nations through promoting exemplary public service and volunteerism. Please join us next week on this same station for what promises to be an excellent program of lively conversation. Peace and blessings to you and your loved ones, and thanks again, Phil.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.